With Christmas almost upon us, the easiest thing to do with the whole Jesus thing for most people is simply to ignore it, to ignore him. Just get on with the whole trees, tinsel and turkeys thing and it'll all be over before you know it. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I met a man recently. His name was Andrew. He asked me what I do, so I told him I'm a minister. To which he instantly screwed up his face and replied, "Oh, I don't believe in all that rubbish. It's just a fable." Far from being offended, in that moment, my heart ached for him, because that's exactly how I would have reacted years ago. And that's how the world's been reacting for the last 2,000 years, writes the Apostle John, John chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. Jesus was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world didn't know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people didn't accept him. Perhaps you're a bit like Andrew. If so, then know this. I'm praying for you, as I am for Andrew, because Jesus is real. He loves you. He came to save you. And my prayer is that you'd come to know him as your Savior and the Lord of your life. Your eternity depends on it. Or perhaps you already know Jesus and you have someone like Andrew in your life. Please pray for that person every day. And if the Lord opens the door, share with them what Jesus has done in your life. Their eternity depends on it. That's God's word, fresh for you today. There is such power in the word of God. Power to save, power to transform lives. That's why I'd so love to send you this fresh devotional message every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a free copy of our latest life application booklet, Who is Jesus? But this is the last week that this particular one will be available, so don't miss out. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. May you be blessed as you receive his word.